Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and today we're going to talk about some tips for passing the ASE exam. Actually, the test that my students are going to be taking is an end-of-program testing, which is developed by ASE in a partnership with ASE Skills USA, AES, and NATEF. And it's the same type and same style of test, so we're going to go over some of the questions, type of questions that they ask. I've also made a video and posted this on collisionblast.com. And it's going to, a little more extensive. So if you want to watch the full video of this, you can go to collisionblast.com and watch that. But just going to briefly talk about the three types of questions that they ask. The first one is basically they ask a question and you answer. You know, what's the best answer to their question? And this is a pretty simple type of question because, if you know the correct answer, it makes it easy. But a tip, if you're unsure exactly which one's the correct answer, just do a process of elimination. First, what do you know is not the correct answer, and kind of work up. And all the ASE-style tests, there's only four possible answers. They're all multiple choice. It's either going to be A, B, C, or D. So you just kind of go through a process of elimination until there's one left, and chances are that's going to be the correct answer. The other type is similar to that, but it's accept question. They ask something except, so what you're looking for actually is the wrong answer. So you got to be careful and look for that word if they're saying except. And in this case, there's three correct answers and one incorrect. And again, if you're unsure, look at the answers that for sure that is the correct answer, and do that same process of elimination until there's one left, and chances are, that's the incorrect answer. Now, the third type is the most confusing for students, which is the Technician A, Technician B. But actually, this can be converted to one of the easiest questions, if you just use this technique. Kind of forget about the Technician A, Technician B, and all you want to do is turn it into true and false. Read the statement, and Technician A says this. And keep in mind that Technician A and Technician B aren't necessarily, it's not like Technician A versus Technician B. They're just making statements. So Technician A says this. Is it true or false? Mark it down. Technician B, his statement says this. Is it true or false? Mark it down. And then that way you can, it'll eliminate Technician A or Technician B, or it could be both of them, or neither one of them. But it makes it easy to make this process, for the Technician A, Technician B questions. So for example, if Technician A was correct and Technician B was correct, both those you marked true, then both Technician A and Technician B are correct. So that would be, you'd mark the answer that says both technicians. Now if they was both false, it'd be neither. And for example, if it's just Technician A, you would only mark Technician A. So if you'll just take the Technician A, Technician B out of your brain, convert it to true or false, it'll make it a lot more simple. And that's just a few quick tips for this podcast, and you can catch this podcast on collisionblast.com as well. But to learn more tips and more in-depth and to watch the video that I made for taking these ASE-style tests, you can visit it. Just click on or go to collisionblast.com. And if you are taking a test, good luck to you, and hope that you do well. Thanks. And if you found this tutorial helpful, I'd appreciate it if you liked it and shared it with others. So, again, good luck, and thanks for listening to this podcast.